everyone, and welcome to A Hearty Side of Broth in its initial HK Hard Knocks podcast on Tradition Sports Online. So after some scheduling difficulties and other things, I decided I wanted to get this thing out before the first game of this latest season. I look forward to doing a couple more of these in the near future, but for now I'll be hosting this one all by myself. So let's get started. All right, so first we're going to go division by division on my predictions, who I think is going to win each division. So starting with the AFC North, I have the Browns and Rye Tie winning, with the Steelers a close second. In the AFC South, I have the Texans again pulling out the division, with the Jaguars a close second. In the AFC Least, I think MG and the Dolphins could pull this one out. I think the Patriots and Jets have a long way to go. It'll be interesting to see if the Bills can hang tight. The AFC West, I don't think, despite Third's claims that he has the dream team, I'm going to hold off on going with him there. I think Coach the Third, with his reappearance in the league with the Denver Broncos, could definitely make some noise, and I think I have him pulling out the division. In the NFC North, I think Bob and his Vikings will be able to pull it out over GTG and the Bears, although the Lions and the Lions have an okay team, and I think the Packers have some work to do. The NFC South, I think Kamara and the Falcons will be able to pull it out, although Wright and Cap certainly give him a run for his money. I think the NFC South is definitely the division to beat this season. The NFC East, which is, other than the Sim Seasons, is been the weakest conference, and I'm going to have to abstain from this one out of bias. The NFC West, another good division. I think each guy in this division can definitely make a fight for it, but obviously I think Frisk is the best in the league, so he'll probably be able to pull this one out. So those are my division predictions, and yeah, we'll be right back.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, god damn it, can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that that's the only, everybody can we stick, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate?
All right, and welcome back. Now it is time for my Super Bowl predictions. So I think picking the Super Bowl is a tough one this year. I think a lot of guys, at least at this point, have some talented teams. I think it'll really come down to the stick skills of the user. So I think we could have a really close season all around. I think the playoffs especially could be some close games, assuming we don't have any playoff sims. But I think from the AFC, I have Cade and his Houston Texans going up against the NFC champions, Frisk. I think he'll make another return appearance to the HK Bowl. And I have Frisk pulling out the HK Bowl championship. So there you have it, my predictions for the Super Bowl for this upcoming season. And up next, we'll have my top 10 teams in the league. And then a quick little wrap up, and that'll be it for this first podcast. We'll be right back. Ankle boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know swimming in the money coming. Hello, and welcome back. Now it is time for my power rankings, the top 10 teams in HK. So, starting with number 10, we have the New Orleans Saints. Number 9, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 8, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 7, the Atlanta Falcons. Number 6, the Chicago Bears. Number 5, the Miami Dolphins. Number 4, the London Black Knights. Number 3, the Cleveland Browns. Number 2, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the number 1 team in HK, at least by talent this season, is the Brooklyn Bills. So there you have it, the top 10 teams at least according to me, by talent in Hard Knocks this season. So that'll do it for us. I know this was kind of quick, but I wanted to get it in before the first episode, or before the first game of the season, rather. And hopefully I can get a couple of you to join me next time, and the conversation will be a little better than me just rambling on by myself for 5 minutes. So thanks for listening, and yeah, go Terps.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to...